broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, good evening, folks. Welcome to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. My good friend right across is Mr. Harold Feely. Fee, how you doing?
Good, Bobby. How you doing?
I am doing great. The guy behind the boards, Mr. Neil Spencer. Neil, how are you today?
Not too bad.
Not bad? Not bad.
Not too bad.
Welcome to Sports Talk.
Big show. Big show.
We got a great show tonight. Yeah, we have the Cincinnati Reds Hall of Famer, Hal McCoy, going to call him. We're going to talk to him about opening day tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And then one of the guests we got coming in studio, and they just walked in, is a kid that's getting a lot of attention around here.
Yes, sir.
And rightfully so.
Absolutely.
And that is Tyler Maynor. And Tyler is the 18-year-old senior at Jay County High School, I think. Is that correct? And from Salamone, and he's making a name for himself in the PBR and
bull riding.
And we're going to pick his brain, and he's never talked to two of the dumbest people in the world about bull riding.
You're going to talk to
he's going to tonight.
And you didn't even need to put in the part about bull riding.
No, I mean,
two of the dumbest people in the world have been just fine.
PBR, I thought he was talking about Pat's Blue Ribbon League. Hell, I have no idea. So
we can't even talk about that real good.
No, we absolutely can't. We can't. So we're going to come right back. We're going to talk to Hal McCoy real quick on the Hastings Hotline.
Yes,
Sports
sir.
Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Lent is here and Wayne IGA has you covered. Stop by their deli for some of their famous freshly fried fish. You can get dinners with two sides or buy it by the pound. Call ahead at 375-2865 for larger amounts. They'll have their fish in the deli every Friday all the way through Lent. And check out their frozen foods section for their fish, shrimp, and even more meatless Lent options. Let Wayne IGA make your Friday dinners easy this Lenten season. Just stop by their deli and pick up what you need.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious, home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hey everyone, the Donald here, and I'll totally be at the Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee in Fort Recovery, Ohio on June 17th. Be there and say hi to me. Please don't make me beg. I need the money.
You didn't believe that, did you? That's AI. It's not real, and it'll come for all of our jobs one day. But you know it is real. This is the first year of the Battleground Shootout, an 18-plus dodgeball tournament at the Fort Recovery Jubilee, June 17th. Gather a team of 6 to 8 and sign up at FortRecoveryJubilee.com/dodgeball. Only $30 a person. Also, follow the Battleground Shootout Dodgeball Tournament event page on Facebook for updates.
Hey, John Madden here, and I've come back from the grave to call play-by-play at the Battleground Shootout.
Again, AI. Not real. Come on.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
All right, welcome back to Sports Talk. We are joined on the Hastings Hotline by our good friend of ours and the Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer.
beat writer for the Dayton Daily News.
Have you been able to explain yet why he is a good friend of ours?
He is awesome.
I don't know.
And it is Mr. Hal McCoy. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. You guys are assuming a lot, but you're right. You are my great friend.
Well, it's another season upon us tomorrow, and no matter how old we get, no matter how, we're coming off a couple tough years,
But it's opening day.
Opening day still gets the blood boiling.
Yeah, absolutely. This is my 50th year of covering the Reds, so
50.
A half century. Yeah, 50 times.
But that is pretty awesome, buddy.
Opening day in Cincinnati is, very, very special. Baseball does it right in Cincinnati with the Fenway Market Parade and all the pomp and circumstance before they play the first game.
Yeah, I agree with you. And the whole thing tomorrow. I turn on 700 WLW, and I can remember Jim Scott was up on the billboard on opening day.
Yeah.
And every commercial break was about Reds highlights, and it is just an awesome day as a Reds fan.
Now, it's a holiday.
It is absolutely a holiday. Now let's look at our 2023 Reds coming off a pretty tough season.
Dismal.
That would be an understatement. 65.5 wins is the over-under on the Reds.
That's correct.
And your thinking is?
My thinking is I will take the under.
You're going under. Ooh,
that's not what we wanted to hear.
They won 62 games last year, and they have done nothing to improve themselves. They've got the three great young starting pitchers, which... it's worth watching, but after that, they have no bullpen, so those three kids are going to go five or six innings and throw 100 pitches, and they're going to get yanked out of there, and the bullpen is going to blow it.
Yep.
That's the way it was last year. And that's why Hunter Green lost 13 games last year.
Yeah, I agree. The bullpen is definitely, the middle relief is absolutely... with Sims on the DL, or I think he's in Louisville starting out the season. I think Alexis Diaz at the end of it can close if he has control, but he sure is a wild card too.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to be an awesome closer, just like his brother Edwin with the New York Mets, who's out for the season. Let's hope that doesn't happen to Alexis. But the trouble is the bridge to get from the starters to Alexis. That's going to be the big problem.
Yeah, that is going to be the big problem. You look at this lineup, Hal, and you got Johnny in India. Tyler Stevenson, who I think has a chance to be the face of the franchise. I love the guy.
He's good.
Yeah, but once Joey Votto leaves, that's a good possibility.
Yeah.
And the poor guy's got to get out from behind the plate. He got hurt three times last year, only played about 70 games. I think they're going to play him a lot at first base and have Joey Votto as a DH a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes Stevenson will be DH in two to save him from getting beat up back there.
Yeah, he is definitely injury prone, and we have got to have a health, because first of all, I think he can hit 30 home runs if he's healthy.
Yeah, in Great American Ballpark, you could hit 30 home runs.
Well, I don't know if I can, but
I don't know
if I can get around the bases.
They let you have a cart, maybe drive around that thing.
Yeah, use your golf cart, Bob.
Yeah.
Other problem they're going to have is, you mentioned Stevenson and you mentioned Jonathan India, both very good players, and who knows what Votto's going to do. He's starting out on the disabled list, and we'll see when he comes back how he does. But the rest of the team is a whole bunch of people that you never heard of. The Bengals have a slogan, Who Day?
Yep.
Well, the Reds are Who Day.
See, now I think Will Myers is a good addition.
Yes, he is. He had a down year last year, and for some reason during his career, he's had up, down, up, down, up, down.
Yeah.
So this is the year for him to be up. So let's hope that happens.
Hopefully that happens.
They surely need him because they don't have much punch in that lineup to score runs, and those great young pitchers are going to need some run support too.
You look at this team, and we talk about, you know, if they can get to 65. I personally think, I bet the over. I think they can win 70.
Betting with your heart, Bobby.
I am betting with my heart, but I'd love the top three of that rotation. And I know you talk about...
They are good.
Who's going to step in after 100 pitches? Well, that is the question mark.
Correct, correct. Well, you're an optimist and I'm a pessimist, but that's the way I'm thinking right now.
You, when you look at some of the other kids coming in, Will Benson's a kid that looked good in the spring training. You know, I don't know if he's ready. I don't know. But to listen to his interview and listen to him talk, he's a kid that's easy to root for.
Root for.
Yes, no doubt about that. There's a high upside on that kid, and he'll be playing center field while Nick Senzel is recovering from his weekly injury. You just can't keep that poor kid on the field.
That's unbelievable.
You know, he's heard so much they have his name on the training room door.
You've been drinking tonight.
I had two margaritas, but that's okay. I have them all the time.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You're going on a big cruise coming up.
Big cruise.
I am. Yes, we're going on a Viking cruise through Europe in a couple of weeks with four of our best friends who are sitting in here as our audience right now.
Well, what a beautiful trip that'd be. And
that would be fun.
Is that like a two-week deal?
Yes, 18 days.
18 days on a Viking cruise.
That's awesome.
So how in the hell are we going to know anything about the Reds baseball on a Viking cruise?
But I figure by the time I leave, they'll be out of the race.
Wow. You are a piece of work. Hey, I'm going to be a little bit more optimistic.
Okay.
Baseball... Baseball writers have the Reds with the fifth-ranked minor league system in major leagues. It's been a long time since the Reds have had a minor league system.
That's big.
And that's not in-house guys saying it. This is a national writing saying the Reds have some studs down there.
Yes, it's very true. They obtained a whole lot of good young players with all the trades they made when they got rid of all their named players in the last couple of years, but I always say they're called prospects, but to me they're suspects until they prove they can do it. But
yeah, you're exactly right.
They are talented people. The problem is most of them are in the lower minors, and it's going to take a couple of years for them to develop and make it to the big team. But this year, I don't think people should judge the Reds on wins and losses, because there are not going to be very many wins. This is the next couple of years. Judge them on how they develop these young players and how good they get. Let's see if those three young pitchers, Hunter Green and Nick Podolo and Ashcraft, progress from last year. If they show some progress in the next couple of years, then they might have something, and we'll be talking a little bit differently.
There you go.
Hal McCoy, you are a gem.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it, guys.
Let's speak. Speak sometime when you get home from your cruise, and tell us how that was. We'll talk Reds baseball again. How's that sound?
We'll do that, and let's hope we'll be over 500 then.
Yeah, sounds.
Can I ask you one real quick question? And if you want to give a short answer, no answer, long answer, but pitch clock. What do you think?
Love it.
Good.
I think I don't care how long the game is. It's still baseball. I love it. Mm-hmm. But what it will do is it's going to shorten the game, and it's going to create more action. And you're going to get rid of players stepping out of the box after every pitch, adjusting their batting gloves, adjusting their helmet, adjusting their cup, and then getting back in, taking the pitch, getting out of the box, and start all over again. But, spring training games have been like 35, 40 minutes shorter.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it myself.
Be interesting.
I love the pitch clock. I also love the fact that they are getting rid of the shift.
Yep. Yeah.
Get back to good old-fashioned baseball.
Especially because the Reds have a whole lineup of left-handers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's exactly right. Well,
probably add 10 hits a year to Joey Votto because he created a trench between the back short right field last year.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did. You are exactly right. Hal McCoy, thanks for your time, my friend.
Appreciate you calling.
Get back to your party.
Hey, guys, anytime. Thanks for calling. Thanks for having me on.
All right, that is Hal McCoy from the Cincinnati Reds beat writer. We're going to take a break. Come right back. Tyler Maynor and Adam Maynor. Looking forward to this interview. Sports Talk presented by the Wayne IGA.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
It's all fun and games until someone bangs into a tree or a dock. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobin with Fort Recovery Insurance. Sport utility vehicles, motorcycles, boats, and jet skis are loads of fun, and fun is all that is on your mind when you purchase one. But we both know that accidents can happen. Go ahead, get out there, have fun, but with the confidence that I've got your back. I'm Gavin Toby at 4RecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Stop out and visit us at the Wendling Sports Club every Friday during Lent. We'll be having our popular all-you-can-eat fish fry on Friday nights from 4:30 to 7. Along with our famous freshly cooked fish, we'll have French fries, a variety of salads, and several other great side dishes. Bring the whole family. Come early and stay late. Meet your friends at the Wendling Sports Club every Friday evening during Lent for our all-you-can-eat fish fry. Great food, great company. Come on out and see us at the Wendling Sports Club's fish fry every Friday during Lent from 4:30 to 7.
We're back with Bubba V.
Hey, we're back here, Sports Talk
with Bubba V.
And we're joined here by Mr. Tyler Maynor. Tyler, how you doing, bud?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. And his dad, Adam, is here. Hello. And I had the privilege of working with Adam for a number of years.
Yeah.
And I got to know the Maynor family. And your grandpa is a good friend of mine. I got a couple.
Huh.
And when I first heard about, I'm going to go back to me and my experience at Mac Arena.
Uh-huh.
And I think I've been there three times.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time I went there, you were riding. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you were pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the last two times I went, the only guy who rode were you. They made it. Nobody else can ride the bull. The only guy that stays on was
Tyler's the only one.
And everybody sitting around says, Tyler's coming up. He'll ride it. And until Tyler gets up there, it goes out there 3 seconds. Kid goes flying 8 miles. But it came to Tyler, and everybody would cheer, and you could feel the electricity in the stands. You've made a name for yourself here, partner.
A little bit.
Did you, when you go back and look, you know, let's go back to your days of when you started bull riding.
How'd you get started?
Yeah, talk about how your whole start.
He sat me on a bull.
Hang on.
How old were you?
Three.
Oh.
Huh?
Three.
Adam's going to jail.
So this wasn't one of
them a little bit.
This is just a bull, not a crazy bull. Or was it one of the bucking bulls?
I don't remember.
Bull's a bull.
What was it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. But
it was one of the calm ones.
Calmer ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. Yeah. So you weren't trying to kill him.
No.
Not yet.
That was probably 3 years ago.
So when did you start riding at Macarena? When did that? Like, were you 12, 13?
They get the mini bulls? Yeah, I was five when they got the mini bulls.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you. You've been doing this quite a while.
Almost every weekend.
When did you start realizing you're pretty good at this?
When I was 13, winning open deals.
So when you talk about open deals, talk about, we don't know anything about.
It's the bigger guys, like grown men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were 13 competing against these kids, these guys.
Yeah.
And you were kicking their butt.
Yeah.
And
wow.
So could you get money back then as a 13?
Yeah.
You could get paid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to 1,000 added events.
Hmm. Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're a professional.
Now, does that cost you money to get into those events?
Yeah. You have an entry fee at every deal.
Is it like $20, a couple of hundred bucks?
In between $50 to $100.
Oh, that's not so bad then. Yeah.
Yeah. So this would be like, now this is back before junior high days, basically.
Yeah.
Right? When you started to compete.
Did you happen to run into Ryan Steinbrenner when he was here?
Yeah.
Okay. So he was telling us, I think off the air, that he was trying to get you to stop doing that stupid bull riding and be a golfer.
Yeah.
You're not going to get hurt being a golfer.
Yeah, I golfed for him in middle school.
He said, that's a mistake I made. So he was really happy for you.
So getting back to where you're at and how you got to the point that you're at now. So you was competing at an early age. And then when did you get the shot at the big time?
Last year, the day after my 18th birthday, I went to my first PBR.
Okay, and PBR is?
The Professional Bull Riders.
How do you get into that? You had to have a ranking, or you had to, you just, I mean, I like, just, I can't just go there and get in.
You got to call in.
Yeah.
If you call in and you get in, then you're in.
You're in.
Pay the entry fee. You're in, Bubba.
Yeah.
To the lower levels.
Okay.
So you work your way up, I take it?
Okay, so you work your way up. So
people would pay money to see you on the floor.
Okay, so so you're in the lower levels of the PBR, and then you compete there, and as you get points or whatever, then you grow to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now, when did the jump come to the Unleash the Beast? And
I went to a deal in Rainesville, Alabama. And then that next week, they called me and asked me if I wanted to go to Sacramento, California to the next level.
Pretty much a month after he started going to a bunch of them, he got the call to go up.
To go up?
You got that call. And so what's your first feeling? I'm going, or is it, Dad, what do you think?
Well, I told him no at first.
Okay, yeah.
Is that right?
Because I was entered in a deal in Chicago. And then I realized, I went back and looked at the schedule, and I'm like, oh, that's one of the big deals. So I called him back and asked him if I still had that spot.
So you
and I didn't tell you about that.
So this was the Sacramento, right?
Yes.
And that was the first time that we seen you on TV.
Yeah.
Right? And you had an unbelievable second round?
First round.
It was like magic, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, this bull was a beast, and somehow you hung your shit on, and you was leading, right?
Yeah.
And you so after that's over, you're leading the first round. Is there a reality check? Like, oh, my God?
No, because I was hurt.
Oh,
I got my ribs stepped on, broke a couple of ribs.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh.
It wasn't until the week after, I was like,
so do you get on?
When
you get one and you get going, do you think, oh, this is a nasty one here? I gotta hang on.
Sometimes,
can you tell, like, this one ain't very good?
Like, this 70% of the times, my eyes are closed.
Is that right?
Yeah,
hang on.
Yeah,
so you go 8 seconds. Is that what it is?
Yeah,
8 seconds. Horn goes off. As soon as you hit a horn, you can get the heck off that thing.
Yep.
And you want to get off without getting killed, basically.
What's really bad, though, is like them bigger deals is there's so many people in them coliseums, and they start to get to yelling, and you don't hear the buzzer. You just got to see the fog going everywhere.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So how many people was at the Sacramento?
Oh, my. I don't know.
I mean, the arena's full, right?
That coliseum was packed.
Yeah. So you get on this bull, first ride, and you get your – explain how it goes. Explain to the – because there's a lot of people listening that ain't got a damn clue what –
Oh, yeah.
So you lock yourself in, and there's people. I seen one guy's got a bar in there. What the hell's going on there?
It'll be, most of the time it's wood, and they'll put that in between the bull's shoulder and the chute, so the bull doesn't lean on your leg and smash your leg.
So stop before you can get started.
Legs down around them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then you take your left hand.
Yep.
And you wrap that sucker in there as tight as you can get it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right. And then you loop it.
Yep. Just one time. See, rope comes up, it comes across my hand, behind my hand once, and then back over across the palm of my hand.
All right. So now.
And we want that other hand to go flying, right?
This is a
no,
guide.
You want to keep control of it.
But does that get you more points or stuff? How do you get,
no, it's balance,
do you get the most
right?
points?
Yeah, you want to use it for balance.
Mm-hmm.
You get more points if you keep it under control.
Yeah.
All right. So you're on this big beast, all right? And he's bucking in there. You know right then if it's going to be a... or it, like, can somebody go nuts in that? Like, can a bull go crazy in the...
What
do you
think? Help the buck and shoot.
Yeah. And go out there and be a lame one?
Yeah.
But at that level, there's no lameness.
No.
They're pretty neat.
Lame is still a bad sumbitch.
Yeah. And that is...
If they're lame when they don't find their way back.
Yeah.
They don't get the call to come back.
Yeah,
They're going to McDonald's.
They're going to dinner table.
They're going somewhere.
All right, so you're locked in. When you say go, that's when they open the gate?
Yep. Nod my head.
Nod your head, and
that's the signal for them to open the gate.
So you're on that thing. You wear a cup?
No.
No. So that don't hurt nothing?
No.
You're bucking on there. You're wide open. You don't hurt nothing? It don't hurts when you fall?
Oh, yeah. That always hurts.
That's the only part. I mean, as far as riding it and bouncing your back, nothing.
The adrenaline is so high at that point that you don't...
Really?
You don't faze you at all.
So, Dad, did you know he's really good? I mean, after he did it a couple of times, you thought, man, he can do this.
Yeah.
He's pretty good at it.
Everybody thinks I'm hard on him, but I seen the potential that he had in him.
Yeah.
I think it's the first time I've ever heard that.
Paid off a little bit.
What's the average age of, like, the guys you're competing against?
In between 20 to 25.
Okay, so the lifespan of a bull rider is now till...
Yeah. Well, there's some in there that are 45.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
There is a few of the older ones, but...
Yeah. Yeah. So I read on your bio that you're ranked 43rd in the nation?
The world.
In the world.
In the world.
Number 43. That's kind of unbelievable.
That's out of Brazil, Canada, Australia. Mexico, Australia.
Huh. Are there any European, or do they just keep bull fighting?
I haven't heard of anybody from Europe riding bulls.
Yeah.
I'm sure there is some.
Yeah, probably some, but they...
I'll tell you what, this is tremendous.
That's pretty good.
Let's take a break, come right back. We're going back with more Tyler. We're gonna keep picking his brain and this is really neat when we're proud of
it. It kind of is.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely.
We'll take a break. Sports Talk presented by Mr. Feely,
the Wayne IGA.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings, and lots of fish and shrimp during Lent. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The Fort Recovery Firefighters Association will be serving their annual barbecue chicken dinners on Sunday, April 2nd at the Fire Hall. That's right. They'll be serving those great barbecue chicken dinners that we all love. The tickets are pre-sale only and are available from any of the firefighters. And be sure to grab a couple of extra dinners for a quick meal during the week. Get your tickets now, then stop down on Sunday afternoon, April 2nd, from 4 to 6 p.m. and pick up your chicken dinners. Get your tickets now from any of our firefighters for the Fort Recovery Firefighters Chicken Dinners, Sunday, April 2nd, from 4 to 6.
We're back with Bubba V.
All right, we're back here at Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, and we're joined by Adam and Tyler Maynard. And we're talking bull riding. We're talking about his path to where he is today, and it's been really interesting. And for a couple of clowns who don't know anything about it, it's really neat. Now, I look at your bio, okay? Now, he's 18 years old, all right? He gets the opportunity to see the world, basically. All right? So here's where Tyler has been. I'm just going to...
throw a few places
at? Yeah, I'm just going to throw this at you. Now, this is unbelievable to me. March 17th, New Orleans. Another March, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Knoxville, Tennessee. Eugene, Oregon. Tulsa, Oklahoma. Sacramento, California. Rainesville, Alabama. Fort Worth, Texas. Greenville, South Carolina. And Charleston, West Virginia. And then Denver, Colorado. And that's where you've been the last 3 months.
Yeah.
That's this year.
Now.
So is this a lot of flying or is this driving?
Both.
A little bit of both.
You're 18 years old. Dad, I'm going to list this question for you. Okay. When I was 18, you know, I was a pretty good bowler, okay? And I had the opportunity to do some traveling, too. My dad would never let me. How do you and Mom deal with...
It's tough.
Him taking off?
Yep, it is. I mean, we wish we could go to everyone with him. We really do, but it's not feasible. And he's got a good head on his shoulders.
Absolutely.
He takes care of what he's got to do when he's there.
So Tyler, you go by yourself a lot, or you could just grab a buddy or somebody go with you once in a while?
One of my buddies normally goes with me, but here recently I've been going by myself.
Yeah.
So you pack. What do you take? Like you got to take a. What do you take with you? Just a
clothes and a gear bag.
Gear bag.
So saddles and all that stuff there. They got all that stuff.
No, I have my own stuff.
You got your stuff.
So how you just load that all on an airplane?
Yep. I carry my clothes with me and put my gear bag under the plane.
And you fly out of Indy probably most of the time?
Yep.
Yeah.
And take, you know, that's 18 years old and you've been there in the last. How about school? Jay County been great?
Yeah. They worked with me a lot, got my stuff online so that I could graduate with everybody else in my class.
Yeah.
That's super.
Yeah, that is. That's
is there
great.
Some weeks that it's tough to keep up on your schoolwork and then you have to cram, I guess you'd call it, the next week, or is it all kind of even out, more or less?
See, like on mine, I don't have much of a time limit except for until I got to graduate.
Mm-hmm.
So I just go class by class.
Yeah.
Good.
You probably got some dead time, too. I mean, if you're waiting four or 5 hours before you're going to go ride.
Or
do a little homework or whatever.
6 hour layovers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Never thought about that. I'm sure you run into that once in a while, too.
Oh, no.
All right, so my phone's exploding here with questions. All right, so I'm going to fire some questions at you.
Go for it.
Here's one. Jose Leamy. You ever heard of him?
Oh, Jose Vitor Leamy.
Jose, who is it?
Jose Vitor Leamy.
The number one bull rider in America?
Yep.
You ever met him?
Yep.
We got a hug from him whenever he beat him in Sacramento.
Really?
You beat him?
No, he beat me.
He beat you, okay.
I was beating him until the end.
Really?
Got you, Dan.
You probably made him work harder to get that, didn't you?
And yeah, so, a little bit.
Absolutely. I like it.
So is that? So how many rides do you have to have? I mean, you like if you're on this tournament
in
how
a
many,
weekend,
how many you got? Yeah.
So you have the chance to have three. Two guaranteed. You have two long rounds and a short round. In the short round, only the top 12 make it back two.
Okay.
So when you make top 12, you're guaranteed a check.
Yes.
So you got to get the top 12. You don't make it.
Yep.
Now, is there sponsorship out there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So have you had anybody hook on yet?
No.
No. Yeah. So we got to get a sponsor.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Cooper Farms.
Yeah, that's right.
Cooper Brothers.
Yeah, that's exactly right. A couple more questions here. What's your most serious injury?
When I broke my leg.
Broke your leg. How old was you?
How old are you when you're in sixth grade?
Ooh, 12.
So you broke your leg bull riding in sixth grade.
Yeah.
Is that the one that I think we were talking off the air, you had the cast up to your hip?
Yeah.
But you get healed. 8 weeks, 12 weeks, probably something?
I had the cast on for 6 weeks, and then I probably took 4 or 5 weeks off before I got back on.
And you got back at it again. I'll tell you what, that's pretty impressive. I break my leg, I ain't looking at a bull again forever. See you, bull, I'm never
going to. All right, next question. Who determines the bull? So is that a luck of the draw?
Yes.
Okay, so in the final at Sacramento, I was watching. You had the toughest bull. Nobody's ever rode it, right?
Mm-hmm. That was on him.
Yeah.
That's what the announcer says. He wanted. He picked this bull.
Yeah, so...
And you dipshit, all you gotta do is hang on, you win. Nobody's ever rode this bull.
Took the nastiest bull you can find.
Dad's thinking, make us some money.
I ain't scared.
Yep.
That's what he said when I was in Milwaukee, too.
So, but if you ride him... You win.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
No doubt.
If you stay on, there's no doubt that's a win.
Yep.
And that's your mentality?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Did you think, man, I don't know what I'm getting into? Or did you think, it's some stupid bull I can get him?
Yeah.
Like you were saying, though, the first two rounds are drawn. They're random draw. Then if you make it into the short round, that's where the guys get they call it a draft. You get to pick your own.
You get to pick your bull.
Yeah, and he picked that one.
I picked the one that's on the merry-go-round.
Yeah, I picked one that's got a got a cast on his
hook. He's got two burger legs.
Well, yeah.
They drag him out.
That's my boy. Let me sit on that one.
See, I heard this thing from J.B. Mooney. I think it was a podcast one time. Nobody remembers 85-point bull rides.
So they remember the 90-point bull rides?
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's the money. That's where the money's at.
That's a good mentality. So you're going to win.
So
that's awesome.
Can you make a living doing this?
Oh yeah.
Can you? The key is to get a W probably or get some,
mm-hmm.
and then to get that sponsorship. Mm-hmm. That's the key to the whole deal.
Endorsements will help him a lot along the way.
Yeah. Can you make money with prize money with all the traveling you have to do?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. So you can at least until you get a sponsor or two or three, you can at least
yeah.
So you win an event. What kind of check are we talking?
$45,000.
Yeah, see, you made $22,000 this year.
Yeah.
That's pretty darn good.
It's twice what I made.
Yeah. That's a good start.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So is there a dead season?
No.
It's year round.
All year round.
So talk about where you're going next. Now, what happened? Hate to interrupt you here. Everybody in the world bought tickets to Dayton to see you. Everybody in Fort Recovery, Portland, Salamone, Bell Fountain, everybody's got tickets. We're going to go watch Tyler. And on Friday, he posts, sorry, boys, I'm heading to Milwaukee or something like that.
See, that was one of the lower level deals in Dayton. And the day before, they called me and said, you got a spot in Milwaukee if you want to come up.
So you get that last second.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you...
Like, I packed up the next morning and left.
So you win at Dayton. How much you win? A lower level thing like that. Five grand?
It's maybe? Six to seven.
But then if you'd won a Milwaukee...
It's 45.
45,000.
Whoa.
Yeah, but I'm taking my trip that way, too.
And a chance to get your name out there.
Get your name out there, yeah.
Which is where you're at right now. You need to keep having success, stay healthy, and...
It's
keep going
come.
The path you're going. So talk about your next. Where are you off to next?
This weekend, I got a high school rodeo in West Virginia. And then the weekend after that.
So your high school rodeo?
Yeah.
Is that just for belt buckles?
pretty much.
Basically, yeah.
Right.
There's not much money in that.
Right.
Yeah, but is that's probably some exposure and that type of thing where people see and hear about you and you can
get your name out there. That's a lot of college. A lot of colleges watch High School Rodeo.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Hmm. Scholarships? Is there college scholarships for rodeo?
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. So what are some of the... are there colleges around here that have that, or most of them, like Texas and stuff
Tennessee,
like that?
Tennessee, Missouri, Oklahoma.
Close around here.
Is that something you want to do? Go to college? Or
maybe.
If
I haven't decided yet.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like being a pretty good high school, a great high school baseball player. That are you going to go to the semi-pros and get some money right away? Or are you going to go to college? Is that kind of
a
similar type of mentality?
So basically you could ride for 5 years, and when you're done, somebody gives you a scholarship, and you can go get a degree.
Mm-hmm.
Or you win 10 events and say, screw that, I'm rich.
Yeah,
that's better.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and if you want to get a degree in something, then you can. But
so your bio says you weigh 145 pounds.
Yeah.
So what do you do? I mean, you work your butt, exercise, how do you hang on to that sumbitch?
It sounds bad. I don't do anything.
eat like a pig
every day. Yeah. I eat Taco Bell.
Yeah.
But like, do you try to figure a way out of falling without getting hurt? I mean, is there ways that you roll or something where,
I'm just not good at it.
I got to start learning how to do it. I don't get up hurting all the time.
Well, I'm watching that one. I don't know where it was at. It might have been Sacramento or Oregon or whatever. And the guy is hanging on, and the damn bull smacks him right in the nose on the buck.
Ooh.
Mm.
And I'm his blood everywhere.
You mean like the shoulder of the bull?
The neck.
The neck.
The head.
Yeah. Jeez.
I'm like, these guys are nuts. And then you come up next, and I'm like, this dump. Get off of it. I'm texting Grandpa. Am I seeing this right? Yeah, he doing great. I love it.
So you're talking about how you have your hand on the rope. Now, if one of those bucks you off, your hand's still there. Is he dragging you?
It can.
So do you have some way that you can kind of flip part of the rope and it lets go and your hand's free or what?
That tail.
Because I can't imagine that
you grab the end of that tail,
gripping your wrist right enough.
Pull it.
Yep.
And your hand will pop out.
It'll pop out.
A lot of times you open your hand, it'll pop out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rip cord.
It's a rip cord. Yeah.
Good. Because that's one of the things I see guys getting, thrown. They're going to go off, and then they're no longer hanging onto the rope. But how did they hang onto the rope while they were wanting to, but how'd they let go when they wanted to? So there is a way.
Hand closed or open your hand.
I don't need to know how you did that. I just need to know that it's on purpose.
Yeah.
So are the clowns there? Getting rid of them after you?
Oh, yeah.
So they don't kill you?
No, they're really good.
They're good at their stuff. Them are the craziest dudes, too.
Yeah, they don't care.
They're just begging that bull.
Ain't there a kid that you hang around with that's a clown? Or not? Mm. I thought there was one kid that rode with you that clowns out there.
Mm-mm.
Oh, I thought somebody told me that. Okay. All right. So I got some more questions.
Hit 'em.
Coming in wide open here,
buddy.
This
is awesome.
This is something.
Yeah.
We watch all these kind of sports.
This is pretty
professional
cool.
Bull riding or just amateur bull riding is pretty cool, but nobody knows a damn thing about it.
And
it's just one of those things you're going,
no clue.
How in the hell can somebody do this? Like a real person that we could know. You run into them somewhere, not just some random
Superman. All right,
Superman.
So this is an important question.
Okay.
All right, now this is big.
This is gut.
Uh-oh.
As a bull rider, and you're 18 years old, and the women, cowgirls, are you like a stud out there? Is there groupies out there that look for these? I mean, how's love life out there on the road?
After one of them events, my phone blows up.
Really?
Yeah.
Just wide open people wanting to
delete.
No.
What about a good one?
What delete. You see a good we ain't one? Got time for him.
Delete.
That's a good boy.
Before he went to Louisiana, he's like, they told me that was a good time down there. I said, well, yeah. I said, that's going to be a big party. Well, I don't want a party. I like staying in my hotel room. So sit on the balcony and people watch.
That's exactly right.
That's kind of fun,
that's
too.
Exactly right. Well, I'll tell you what.
That'll change someday.
Yeah. I seen, and you know, I follow you on Facebook, and I follow Rob Weaver, and Rob is a huge fan of yours, of course. Mm-hmm. And he had some, you talking to classrooms?
Yep.
And little kids. Yep. Who, and really, that is a very cool thing. And you know, you could be a real cocky little prick. I mean, seriously.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because you're, you know, but you are as down to earth as you get. And that's why people follow the crap out of
it. Oh, yeah.
That's why, and because you're so down to earth and because of, you know, your families, mm-hmm. you know, and talk about, like, let's, your grandpa and grandma on both sides. So who, Bruce and?
Bruce and Lisa Maynor.
Yeah.
That's my dad's mom and dad.
Yep.
And then Amy and Joe McQuillan. It's my mom's mom and dad, the one that owned the Macarena over in Salina.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they probably played a pretty big part in you getting to where you are.
Yeah.
Probably not as big as this guy.
And, and he didn't
and
do
your mom. Yeah, that's right.
I guess you're walking home.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, Todd, like with Bob saying that, with you going into classrooms and stuff, I'm sure them kids probably think you're the greatest because we got two guys here. I think you're needed now. I think
this is needed now.
And I could just imagine little kids seeing you thinking, that is so neat.
You know, I've seen him on TV.
And he's been on TV, and you know, and he's got to be nuts because he gets on those bowls that are meaner. And
can't have a brain in his head.
No.
No way.
I like doing it. I like talking to the kids.
Yeah.
It's really fun. I remember when I was a kid, I really liked when people came in and talked. I didn't have to do nothing.
Yeah.
Well, but you were learning stuff.
You get them out of school, they love you.
You were learning stuff when those guys were talking to you.
Oh, yeah.
Finding out there's things in the world that maybe you don't know about yet.
Yeah.
That's really a good thing when you're talking with kids.
Okay, now, do you have a sister that bull rides?
No, she runs barrels.
She runs barrels.
Yeah.
And she's good.
Yep.
Pretty good.
And she travels too, right? Good. I think Grandpa told me he's going to Michigan a couple weeks ago to watch her or something.
Yep.
And so she's probably better than you?
Maybe.
At barrels.
Yeah.
There's a lot more money in the bull riding than the barrel.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. So I'm gonna close here, and I'm gonna talk a little bit about so like if you follow the Maynor family and Adam and Bruce and Lisa and all of them, you know, they're all firefighters. They're all EMTs. They all get it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they all understand what you know. If you have anything that happens in eastern Indiana, between here and Portland, or
they're
here in
be
Union
there.
City, or here, the Mainers are going to be there.
They're going to be there.
And they're really easy people to root for because of what they do, right? They get that, you know? And just like you are. And Fort Recovery Radio, we would love to have you come back up sometime. You know, we're always...
After your first win.
Yeah, let's get that win. Let's
get that win.
And I'll tell you what, partner, we wish you nothing but the best. And
absolutely.
You're a class kid.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Right. So let's take a break, Spencey. We appreciate Tyler and Adam coming up and
absolutely.
Spending time with us on Fort Recovery Radio. This will be in the archives. So if you go to FortRecoveryRadio.com and click on the archives and
you'll find it.
You know, with this interview and I'm sure Grandpa, he's probably home in bed yet because I got him working early.
So it's your fault.
That's exactly right. Buddy, take care and we'll come right back. Sports Talk.
Good luck.
Bye.
The Wayne IGA.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Boers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boers, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boers Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boers Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
The Fort Recovery High School baseball team is having a barbecue chicken dinner on Saturday, April 15th, and you can pick up the dinners from noon to 2 p.m. at the new baseball facility. There will also be a baseball doubleheader with the South Adams Starfires that day, starting at 11 a.m., so just bring the family and make a day of it. The tickets for the chicken dinners are just $9 each, and you get half a chicken from Wendell's Barbecue, plus applesauce, chips, and a roll. If you're not going to the game, you can just drive through and pick them up. You can contact any of the high school baseball players for tickets, and you can also get them by contacting Wendell's Barbecue at 375-4074. Don't miss out on the baseball team's barbecue chicken dinners this year, available on Saturday, April 15th from noon to 2 p.m. during our home baseball doubleheader with South Adams.
Sports Talk, Bubba and B.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was really
learned a lot about bull riding.
Yeah.
Knew nothing.
That kid's seen the United States in 3 months.
That's pretty cool.
That's unreal.
Well, you hope he stays healthy. I think if he stays healthy and competes, what more can you ask for?
Man.
He's doing what he wants to do.
Yeah. Well, he's having fun.
And he's really good at it.
Yeah.
Man. You know, something that none of us know anything about.
No, that's...
About 18 years old, he made 22 grand already.
That's not bad.
Damn good, having fun.
Good
grief. That's twice what I made last week.
Crackers.
Is it? Last week?
Yeah, last week.
Not bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Feeling with home opener baseball.
Ugh.
Or not the home opener, but the
opener.
The opener at Salina on Tuesday or Monday, and Calpe had to call that. And Indians couldn't get their bats going, couldn't throw strikes.
No, and it wasn't a lot of positives there. Yeah. You know, we
made...
That's one you flush down the toilet and start over.
We made mental mistakes.
You got...
You'll have bad bounces, but we made mental mistakes. That's not a good thing.
Start out with Troy starting.
Troy started.
Had a hard time throwing
strikes. Yeah. Yes, he came out, he popped up the first guy, got him out. Second guy hits a BB off his chest, and it rolls to the third base side. And, you know, I don't know. That could have threw him off a little bit. Yeah. It just seemed like he couldn't
throw
strikes.
He looked like it didn't bug him.
Just couldn't throw strikes.
His pitches made it look like it bugged
him. Did we have any innings where we threatened?
Well, we had the last inning, because Landon started off with a base hit right field, and we were just talking about we hadn't had one leadoff hitter get on.
Yep.
Boom. So he goes around second, and the ball squirts away from the right fielder a little bit, and he went to second, got thrown out. So it's like, ugh, that's not good. Yeah. And then Troy hits a BB down the line right behind him for a double, and then they hit Benny, the next one, and then... I think Kale.
Yeah.
It was fielder's choice that they didn't. They load the bases.
Yep.
And then.
With one out.
Struck out the next two guys.
Yeah.
With one out, bases loaded.
So we wipe that game off our memory bank, and we go at them tomorrow night at Houston.
At Houston, yeah. And, you know, Houston's always. They're always good game.
Yep.
Good game for us, you know. It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see who he throws. I'd guess maybe Bo 10 tomorrow night.
Okay.
You know, if I was betting. We used Ducey came in after Troy, and he did a pretty good job. He gave a couple of runs, I think.
But right.
He was okay.
He did
walk a few, but you know, their kid came out, didn't walk one batter, you know, and I mean, in high school baseball, that's what you got to
do.
Absolutely.
Boy,
if you can get that done, that's so big.
Yeah, and then we go to Houston tomorrow night, and then Friday we open up. The battleground.
The battleground's going to be open.
Yeah.
As long as it ain't raining.
As long as don't sound very positive.
Doesn't sound good.
Good
weather reports.
Maybe we can just get something going.
Never know. Something might change.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we
I hope
get a W tomorrow, get some confidence. You know,
yeah,
you know,
we need to get out there
early. Baseball's a momentum game.
Yeah, it is. And if you can get out to a good start, that's always so nice. You know, and you do start building up a little confidence once you get a couple wins in, and coming out of the gate, pitching is such a tough thing.
Sure.
You know, you fight. The other night, you know, they're blowing on their hands, and you're seeing steam come out and stuff. Yeah. It's cold, you know.
Absolutely.
As a pitcher, that can't be any fun.
Yeah.
Trying to throw strikes.
And then let's turn the table a little bit, and let's talk a little bit about the girls' softball team. I talked to Carrie Shane today. She can't make it next Wednesday. She's going to be on the 12th.
Okay.
We're going to have Carrie on, and she's going to bring some of staff members with her.
Good.
And we're going to talk Indian softball. Indians got off to a great start with a win in their opener.
Big win over Anzonia.
Absolutely. And you beat those teams down south.
They
know how to play
this
softball.
This ain't basketball.
Yeah,
that's right.
You can say some of them aren't so good at that, but almost every team south of here has a great softball. Every school has a really good softball
team. And then our JV's got a nice win last night, 15-14 victory over St. Henry, and a nice comeback win. They were down 10-4.
Yeah, I think that's got to make you feel good, too.
Yeah, I mean, agree with you.
Do we know who the JV coach is? I was just
wondering that, too.
Steve Smith.
I know who that
Smith.
Is?
Didn't we have a guy named Steve Smith coach softball for years ago?
Smith. I have no idea.
Mr. Smith?
Mr. Smith. That might have been back when we were in school.
I think it was.
Well, that doesn't help us much. But
no, I mean, her staff is.
They're
probably.
Yeah, Lauren Day.
Lauren Day's one.
They put together a very good.
Evers.
Staff.
Yeah. Evers girl.
Lydia Winning.
Lydia
coach
Winning, on yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. So between Lauren Day and Lydia Winning and who was the other one you said there?
I didn't hear the. How about the freshman boys last night?
Yep.
They were ahead.
I didn't hear. Didn't hear how that ended.
Didn't hear anything
no,
either.
I didn't.
That we have some good people there.
So so Friday the home opener, we break ground and let's get a win tomorrow, Fee.
Yeah. We need a W pretty bad here. That'd be
that
good.
Game will be on Fort Curry Radio. Correct.
Oh yes.
Yep.
Yes. Now we had problems Monday night. I could not get all kinds of stuff going. We got started at the second batter. Mm-hmm. And we could not get it into our archives. But
you got her going now. You got her going.
Yeah, people could listen to it anyway. And
how about
it wasn't worth being in the archives.
What kind
anyway.
Of starting time? Is it 5:00?
Yeah,
at Houston tomorrow.
Yep.
Five. Most of them are 5:00. Although we found out Monday night that 5:30 for WBL games is what they're doing. So we'll see how that all goes. So
Blazing Saddles here in the studio. Well, that's right. All right, Pete. Well, let's go get them tomorrow night.
Spring started, baby.
That's right. Reds
opener tomorrow. Calpe's going to be there, I think.
Calpe's going down.
Yeah,
I love him. Lucky
I think
bastard.
He said this is his 35th straight.
He said 30-some.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's a lot.
That is. That's pretty cool.
I got five straight once, but that's it.
That's a party, man.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is.
I would go to.
We used to go with them, and they quit asking us.
Yeah, they shot us down.
They threw us out.
One time they went with them.
Me and you went one time and got kicked out.
That was it.
Never again.
Thanks, Calvin. Appreciate it, man.
Loved it.
All right, we're going to get out here. We want to thank the Manor boys for coming up and talking to us about bull riding. Hal McCoy.
Yes.
Hal was a treat tonight.
Yep.
He was on.
Yeah. Hal said, boys,
he's on his game.
Over, under. Under.
Under.
We suck.
Nope.
But he was better than advertised.
Yeah.
He was
neater than Hal.
He is one of the greatest writers ever.
Yeah.
And he's just a neat bird.
So we're going to try. I sent a text out to Steve Hellwagon today to try to get Steve on next week. Talk Buckeyes. I know there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Spring practice has begun. Spring game coming up.
I seen we got two big boys, didn't we?
Yeah,
brothers.
A couple big offensive line brothers.
One's a 5-star, one's a 4-star.
Out of Cleveland.
Yeah.
One of them big schools.
Yeah,
up
one
there,
of the big schools up there.
I'd say one of them is really good. And if you get them, it was a package
guess what?
Deal.
If I go, he goes, or I don't go.
Absolutely. That's usually how that goes. That's right. So, for my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely,
everybody.
Spencey behind the boards, I am Bob Stogler. Thank you for listening to the Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
See you next Wednesday.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.